going to go through an angle of the right hand side, and you just have to keep an eye out for this. I'll go get a mic stand.
Hello everyone, good afternoon, and thank you for coming to the GDD session, the Global Domains Division update, if you want. My name is Akram Atala, and I'm responsible for the Global Domains Division, and I have next to me here Christine Ouellette, who's responsible for mainly the operation of GDD, so all GDD operations. And on my right is Cyrus Namasi, who's responsible for our contracted parties, relationships, and services. We will be talking about all of this in a second. Next to Cyrus is Elise Gerick, who's responsible for the IANA functions. And next to her is Chris, who's responsible for all of the online systems that we are putting together to support to provide the services to the contracted parties as well as hopefully more than that in the future. So with that, I'm going to... there are some other people within GDD. I'm sure you've worked with a lot of them. So I'm not going to mention everybody, but as you heard the announcement, we've just hired David Conrad as a new CTO, and David is going to be helping us on the technical side. So that's his focus, and he will be a core of member of the team. We have also a lot of support from within ICANN, so we work very closely with finance, so that Xavier Calvez. We work with Alan Grogan, who's actually our chief contracting officer, so he's responsible in the legal team to help us on all of our contracts. And Alan, why aren't you sitting on the table here with us if you're in the room? Ah, okay. And we also work with Maggie Sirad, who's the head of compliance. As you all know, we make the contracts, and she makes sure that, and she and her team make sure that everybody's compliant with the contracts. And we work with her on a regular basis to make sure that happens. So the purpose of the meeting was to answer a lot of the questions about what is GDD, why did we create GDD, and so we're gonna try to go through that and as quickly as possible, and then take as much time as possible also for answering questions. So we're gonna explain things, and please hold your questions till we get through the presentation, and then hopefully we'll leave more than 45 minutes to answer questions. So what does GDD do? And please read both the what we do and the mission very carefully, because we spent a lot of time crafting these words so that we can be very explicit in what we do. But in a nutshell, what we do is we are the implementation arm of ICANN. So basically, when the community comes up with policies, we implement these policies. So GDD is a unit of ICANN that engages the internet community to implement ICANN policies through contracts and services and delivers the IANA functions. Okay? And our mission is to serve the global public interest, the restaurants and end users of the internet, by ensuring a secure and stable domain name system while promoting trust, choice, and competition in the trusted domain name service industry. And I'm sure you've heard trust multiple times, but we believe that building a trusted domain name service industry is a key for our success, all of us, because we believe that the more trusted the registries and registrars are, the more our work is valued. And that's why, you know, we are working with compliance to actually make sure everybody's compliant with their contracts. But more importantly, we are establishing a culture of compliance within GDD, because we want to make sure that everybody's compliant. Our interest is not to finding people not compliant and breach them. Our interest is to making sure that everybody within this industry goes to the next level. We don't want anybody to be, you know, low performers, because low performers give a bad reputation to all the good performers within the industry that actually are working very hard to establish their name and their presence. So we are very committed to a culture of compliance within GDD overall. Okay. So as you can see here, we get the policies and we actually implement them. The corporate infrastructure of ICANN is our support, are all the supporting organizations, HR, finance, legal, IT, all of these organizations support us in order to do our job. So then we work with the global stakeholder engagement team to also reach out to the communications team to reach out to the world to get services to them, but also to engage them in becoming a contracted parties as well. So the Global Domains Division focuses on four things: community engagement, policy implementation, IANA services, DNS security, stability, and resiliency. These are the four main things that we work on. And I'm going to go over these one by one. So in the community engagement, we do, and I'm talking about community, not the contracted parties for now. So what we do here is we engage with the community as they're developing policies to make sure that we're aware of the pipeline of policies that's coming our way that we have to implement, and also to advise and make sure that we work with them to make sure the policies that we get, we can implement as well. So that's the first thing that we do. And then once these policies come to us, we actually work with the community again to come up with implementation plans. And we do this through working groups and through public comments and many different mechanisms, bottom-up mechanisms, multi-stakeholder mechanisms, in order for us to get there. Big examples of that are the new GTLD guidebook, the registry agreement, as well as the 2013 RAA. Trademark clearinghouse, rights protection mechanisms, Spec 13, name collision framework, all of these things, we work with the community on the implementation plans so that we have something that works for us, that we can implement, but also works for what the policies were intended to be. Okay? Then we get into the policy implementation, and that's where we actually do the work. And of course, everything starts by deciding whether this policy can be implemented by staff, or we need external vendors to do it, or it's a combination of the two. So we do issue requests for proposals, we do contracts, we do vendor management, service delivery management, customer support, all of these functions, as well as developing tools and capabilities internally or externally to meet the service that we need to deliver on. Of course, you all know the IANA services. you know, the allocation of internet protocol IP addresses, manage the root zone, maintain the protocol parameter registries for the IETF, and then operate the .in top-level domain. So these are the main IANA functions that are in our contract with the NTIA. Now, we do the team in IANA also does some other functions like, Elise, help me out, time zone database and addin.arpa, and so there are other things that we do, but they're not in the in the contract, so that's why we only listed those that are in the contract itself. Next. The DNS security stability and resiliency team focuses mostly on really outreach and capability building. That's a big piece of what we do. We do a lot of training and presentation and training the trainer, and especially in the developing world. That's something that we're also now moving to the next level to actually focus on getting our GSE team to be able to expand this training so that we can reach out to more people. And John Crane is our Chief Security Stability Officer, and he's actually in the next room. He couldn't be with us because he's actually engaged with the RSAC right now. So we do also some research and analytics on the DNS SSR. We do threat awareness and preparedness, and we ensure that all of our implementations and all of our policies as well are actually meet all the DNS security and stability and resiliency requirements. So these are very focal for us. We actually, they participate across the board in a lot of things that we do, but mainly on the DNS issues. Okay. So how do we operate? So this is what we do, and we're going to go over a little bit on how we do things. This is by no means a comprehensive diagram, but I want you to actually look at it and try to understand how we do things and how escalation happens. So if we start from the bottom, on the left-hand side, you have the GTLD registries, and we have all the registrars. Then on the right-hand side, we have users, because compliance receives complaints from all over the world from any user of the internet, and you have also the IANA function that actually delivers services to the RIRs, TLD managers, IAB and IETF, and other stakeholders as well, including the new GTLDs, existing TLDs, CCTLDs, and so on. So right now, if you concentrate on the right hand side of the screen, we are trying to get all the services through the GDD portal, and this is the work that we're working on right now. All the services might not be on the GDD portal, but we want the contracted parties to be able to go to one place where all of their services are present. These services then will feed into a CRM system, basically Salesforce.com, and from that CRM, we get all the tickets and we process them through a Tier 1 support, then GDD operation, and then we escalate up to the services team as need be, and from there, if we need to even go beyond that, that means our understanding or our current services are not meeting the requirements, then it goes out of the realm of a implementation issue and becomes a policy issue. Then we have to go back and engage the community to either come up with a working group that kind of we work with from the community to resolve the issue and understand how to implement this kind of exception in our services, or to develop a PDP, or to do something through a public comment. So we will work with the community on getting a solution to the exception of a particular problem within our services that our services were not able to handle. Now, as you can see, the contractual compliance is sitting right next to the GDD portal and the CRM. And contractual compliance today goes through ICANN.org, and then it goes through a different system that they use. We want to be able to bring these into the CRM so that a registry or a registrar can not only deal with all of its services on one screen or in one place, but also we want them to be able to deal with their compliance issues on the same screen as well. So that will be work that's next phase after we get all the registries and registrar services going through the GDD portal and CRM. That will be work that we will extend to the compliance functions, and we will port those to the GDD portal as well as CRM, so that we have a single place where all of these services are provided. So, and then hopefully eventually we can do that with IANA as well, so that, you know, everybody could work from one platform and all the services are provided from one platform. Next. So the GDD portal overview, again, like I said, it's a central place that we want to facilitate services between stakeholders and the GDD team. We are in the process of developing these services, and we are adding product managers right now and processes to work with the community so that we don't develop the service, put it in place, and then start working backwards on what is working, what we need to modify, and what, you know, because that's very time consuming. So we're asking the product managers, and namely Chris's team, to engage the community, define these services, even wireframes and all of that, so that we can all agree how the service is going to work, how the stakeholders are going to use these services before we work them and put them in. So you can see collaborative requirement gathering, but focusing on the user of the service instead of on implementation of the service as it is today. There are a lot of different things that we're working on. And the other big step I think that you're going to see from us that we haven't done before is, other than, of course, operational excellence and trying to do better testing on our systems before we launch them, is an inclusive launch process, which means we want to be able to do alpha release and a beta release and work with a subset of the community, get the kinks out, make sure that everything is working, and then launching a wider version of the program of the service with additional users, and then launching it into production. And we're going to define these things with the community so that we can meet everybody's expectations. The customer support is something that is very sensitive, everybody keeps asking about. We have established the customer service center, and yes, we are going to have everybody write their names on the emails that come out of the customer service so that you know who you're working with or who you're talking to when you get an email from them. But this customer service system that we put together, center that we put together, has been growing, and they've been gaining knowledge, and that's that's helping us deliver services better. But it's still a front line of services. And as we scale, we need to learn to deal with the majority of the issues through our tickets, through our customer service front line, and through our operational team. So our goal is that 90% of tickets should be just done as expected. It's just a processing item. it's formulated. We've done it before. We keep doing it the same way. And we expect to clear about 80 to 90% of these things through this this set of people that's doing customer service and operation and the CRM. And the next tier of experts is to deal with exceptions. So we want to be able to deal with exceptions with fewer exceptions, and if we don't get there, then we're going to struggle and you're not going to be happy. So we want to be able to put systems in place to clear the majority of the tickets that we have at the level of customer service and operations, and then take the exceptions to the team that are experts in these issues. So we are moving the customer support to, it was started with a new GTLD program. We're moving it to the GDD operations now so that we can cover registrars and registry services, and you will see this stuff moving forward. And then we want to expand that geographically so that we can have people working around the clock from our hubs in Istanbul as well as in Singapore, and therefore be able to close 24/5 working on your tickets. And then we expect that this customer service platform, once we put it together, it will be able to roll out in FY16 to outside of GDD and encompass all of ICANN. Okay? Next, please. On the service delivery side, you've seen there are a lot of services that the team delivers today, and we're moving a lot more services to the team also, so that the operations team, again, focuses on the mainstream of each service, and then only exceptions get handled by the expert team. And then our registry services team focuses on relationship building and exception management. So that's really the goal here. We are working on documenting our procedures. We believe it or not, we do have service level agreements with the operations team, and we need to share those things with you so that you can see how well we're doing or how bad we're doing. And we need to make sure that you are happy with your services. So we need to expand our procedures and tools for tracking our delivery times and all of the things that you're looking from us. Okay. On the contract services and relationship management side, our team, Cyrus's team, both for the registries and registrars as well as the engagement with the policy teams to develop the implementation plans, as well as engaging on the technical issues. All of these things are under within Cyrus's team. So we do really the main things we do are four things: registrar contracts. So we manage the contracts. We negotiate with the registries and registrars, of course, with the support of our contracting team, the legal contracting team. We provide the services to stakeholders. So negotiation of what services need to be implemented, like Spec 13, like anything that is additional that's not existing today, gets done by this team. Technical services as well as relationship management. So all of these functions are the work of the team in Cyrus with Cyrus. And so Krista on registries, Mike Zupke on registrars, Francisco on the technical stuff, and Karen that works a lot on the policy implementation side of things. Okay, so these are all within Cyrus' team, and they focus there, and they're your relationship team as well. So if you have any issues, that's who you engage with. Okay, how to better serve our stakeholders? Next slide. We want to hear from you on how to improve things. We received a letter from the registry group and the NTAG And I think that was a very valuable letter. It gave us a list of things that they are not happy with, that they would like to see improvements on. I think it was a long letter. It was 26 pages. Hopefully, next time we'll ask, it'll be much smaller. And the next time after that, it will be down to one additional item. And then after that, it'll be, well, we would like to have something and everything else is working. Now, this is ambitious, but I think that that's our goal. Our goal is to actually meet your needs, deliver to our customers, and then continuous improvements after that. So that's where we want to get to, and we're looking forward to working with you in order to do that. Now, one thing that I think is missing in our in the staff side is somebody that represents the needs of the restaurants and end users. So we look also forward to figuring out how to do that within the staff. Today, you know, the only thing that meets restaurant and end users' needs is through the compliance team. And I think that's something that needs to change. They are our end customers, and we need to figure out what services they need, and we need to have a place for the community to come to for these kind of services and needs. So we're looking for that. We're looking to start with the Nucleus team next year to address the restaurant services and what they need from ICANN and deliver on those. You will hear from us in the next fiscal year on this initiative, and we plan to actually have a manager, hopefully based in Istanbul or Singapore, to start with, and then to see the demand from the likes of the ALAC and the business constituencies and the NPAC and all of the different parties that are not our contracted parties on what they think we need to develop in services, and based on that, we would actually see, you know, what staffing needs we will have there and what kind of services we will implement. But this is, I think, the next step in the evolution of our services and how we're going to expand and meet the needs of our end users. Thank you. So, improving our service is focusing on operational excellence, customer focus, culture of compliance, and restaurant advocacy. So all of these things are in our focus, and we will be working with you, the community, to make sure that we meet all of these things and we deliver them with excellence. The next thing that I want from you is to actually participate in our meeting. We have a lot of sessions across the board. We have a lot of meetings that are happening. So I'm not going to read all of these things, but all of these GDD sessions are for you to participate with us, for us to hear your input, see what is meeting your needs, and learn about what we need to do better and to do more in order for us to actually exceed your expectations. So please do not hesitate to attend these sessions, ask questions, contribute to them, because they will guide our thinking and our actions. We have an information booth you can visit. We have, you know, both to schedule an appointment with GDD staff about any issue that you have. So we're going to try this this time to put somebody in a booth that will be able to schedule appointments for you real time. So if you need to meet with somebody on an urgent issue, we want you to have somebody that you can talk to, a face and a name that can also you can follow up with on your issues after we leave this meeting. So please do use the service. We look forward for meeting with you and also to learn more about the GDD portal and services. Okay? With that, I think I will let Christine provide a quick update on the new GTLD progress, and then from there we'll take questions and answers. Okay? Thank you.
Thanks, Akram. So a quick update on the new GTLD program since Singapore, some key accomplishments. We now have 203 withdrawn applications and 1,145 applicants invited to contracting. We've gone up to 594 applicants responding to those invitations, which is exciting to see. Some significant progress in the last couple months. We've signed 440 contracts. And a lot of those have gone through pre-delegation testing. And this slide didn't get updated since, yesterday, Kim? We now have 320 delegated new GTLDs. The items in orange here are highlighted orange. 76 contracts are awaiting applicant signature. 42 have non-compliant COIs. We've got applicants who have been invited to pre-delegation testing but haven't scheduled their appointments. Other applicants who have been given ready for delegation but haven't completed onboarding. Everybody who's in that orange phase, the ball's in your court, so you guys have something to do. We're continuing to process through the new GTLD program according to our processes and procedures. We've got excess capacity at this rate because of the slower than expected response for contracting. We actually have some excess capacity in moving things through our pipeline. In the last quarter, we've also had some progress in a number of other areas. We're down to 13 pending objections. All of those are based on stays requested by both sides of those disputes. We're down to 17 applications on hold due to GAC advice. We've finished 9 total community priority evaluations, leaving 21 remaining. And we have a total of 82 contention sets resolved. And a timeline. I know some of you have asked for a timeline previously. This gives you a little idea not only of the progress we've made to date, but what we are forecasting going forward. And as some of you may note, this extends out farther than we've been forecasting previously. This forecasts out through FY17 at the moment. These are fiscal year. These are calendar years. But right now you see the program running through fiscal 17. Largely in part due to the contracting process. We've got contention resolution, both auctions and CPE, which are progressing, but based on those resolutions and the time to contract, we're still forecasting a longer timeline here on the program than I think any of us had previously expected. A little more information on GAC advice. We still have some applications subject to Category 2 GAC advice. We'll publish all these slides afterwards. We'll make sure they're up out there. This gives you a little preview into report on the contention set resolution. So we've resolved 81 of the contention sets, as I mentioned. We've got 131 contention sets which are active, scheduled for auction, and 21 of those which are on hold. So I think we'll wrap it up there, and then we'll turn it over for questions and answers. We've got how much time? 50 minutes, I think, left for questions and answers. So if anybody wants to come to either microphone on either side, or if we have anybody in the remote queue.
I also wanted to highlight there's plenty of spare seats up here for people who are standing in the back. You might like to sit down.
Oh, Amadeo.
I was beginning to worry, Amadeo. I didn't see you for a few seconds.
Okay. Good. Thanks. Before the question, some comments. Thanks for doing this presentation about, you know, the portals and the services. And that's very important because we are moving from one to the other, and sometimes we are not completely sure whether we are adding or we are consolidating. Sometimes we are lost, but that's normal in a process of transition. I would say that we are never going backwards, so each new incarnation seems better than the previous one, which is good. And but also I think it's very important for another thing that I would request to you is that beyond the usual suspects, like the people that need always to be the first in the line for the microphone, now we have lots of people that are contracted parties which are not DNS suspects. We have at core many customers that are not from the DNS wall. Not only that, they will never be mainly DNS people, but may attend an ICANN meeting and they are a little bit lost about what's their tools and their obligations. Indeed, we explain them, but I think it's very good that somehow instead of being spread in 30 different presentations, there is a way to say, well, these are the tools. And what I think it's missing, I would advise you to do in the next meetings, because there are many, many more coming, is something like, we've been running this DNSSEC for everybody for centuries. So I think we should have something like a registry operator, what are your main obligations? Like something like an introduction of what really ICANN, not just from the business perspective, from compliance, from technical side, what are the things that we expect from a registry operator that beyond we explain them and we try to explain them probably according to our priorities or needs, or when we think about something, that we try to do something more organized about what are the real things that ICANN expects from a registry operator now that we have hundreds of them that are not at all DNS suspects, and even not, as I said, people that spend the whole day in the DNS, or companies that don't spend the whole day in the DNS. So I think that would be useful. Another thing that would be useful from my perspective is that, customer service, I think, has been improving in the way they respond. They are much less defensive than at the very beginning, but still, the contract is new, the RP requirements, the names collision, there are lots of things that are new to everybody, to us and to you and to everybody. And we need to ask clarifying questions as we find them, as we find the questions, not the answers, indeed. And sometimes we have the experience talking with other people that probably many of us are asking the same questions. And probably you should think about having a sort of knowledge base for the most important questions and prevent us from repeating the same questions, even sometimes having different answers from the same questions as well. But even if they are exactly the same questions, I think that would be useful to keep in mind that, this is not normal operation. This is a new run with new rules, with new contracts, with new procedures, with new obligations, with new lots of things that we are all learning. And I think this would be also a helpful tool for all of us. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you, Amadeo. Excellent suggestions. In fact, those are the kinds of things we've been thinking about, and your insights and suggestions are quite helpful. Let me tell you what we're doing to address some of these issues. Internally, on my staff at least, we're realigning the team so that we actually recognize and have resources that can manage and service new operators that are coming on board that perhaps don't have the depth of knowledge and the history that most of the so-called legacy operators have had. So that's one thing. For instance, we're going to have a dedicated registry services person for onboarding, which is an area that there's a lot of difficulties, there's a lot of complex issues involved, and this person is going to be able to help the applicants and contracted parties at that point get onboarded through our systems. We're also planning, Krista and her team are planning a roadshow in the coming fiscal year, which begins in a few days actually in various regions in the world, to provide on-site training on all of these issues that actually you've highlighted. So that'll be another avenue for us to help develop and promote the knowledge base that's needed out there. The new version of the welcome kit that's going to be out shortly after London is going to also have additional information that should hopefully be helpful in that regard. We also have actually a dedicated session on Wednesday on registry engagement, and I encourage all the new operators as well as the existing ones to come attend it, because that's exactly the purpose of it. Any one of these ideas that you have of the types of things that we can do to help disseminate information, to help provide training, if you can email it to us, or you know, letting us know of your thoughts and ideas, it will just enhance the benefits of the program that much more. Thank you.
We have a question from a remote participant, Maxim Alzoba. We see 24/5 instead of 24/7 on slide 10. Could we hope to have weekend hours covered by service in FY16 as part of global support of GDD?
So for FY15, we discussed building out 24/5 during working days. We'll certainly look at where feasible if weekend coverage in each of the regions and through the hubs is feasible. We'll consider that as we plan for FY16. That was the only question online.
And for the record, we are working on Saturdays and Sundays, which is not available.
Okay. No other questions. Amadeo. Okay.
I mean, I will not, you know, give up. Yeah. Now, the two simple questions. One of the recurring problems we have is that sometimes some of our TLDs get stuck somewhere, and usually it's after predelegation, and between predelegation to delegation, you know, it seems like weeks and weeks and weeks, and sometimes months happen. We don't get any request or any mail, but nothing happens. And it's not directly related with a priority number, because with the same or, you know, higher priority number, the other TLD moves forward. So the question is, we are somehow in between. We don't know whether this is still GDD or this is IANA. Can you clarify for me at which point this moves? We should not be sending emails to customer service anymore, and it's directly IANA? Because sometimes maybe an onboarding question, but here is where we don't have any clarity. And sometimes magically this moves forward, but we don't know how to push, because very often we feel the need from our customers to push a little bit. And the other concrete question I have is, normally, we get emails for mostly everything that it's, you know, a new case or a new comment or something on their GDD or the CSC, but not always. Can you clarify when we don't receive emails? Because we still don't know exactly when to check directly on GDD, because we will not be alerted by email.
Thank you, Amadeo. So, to address the question of moving from pre-delegation testing onto delegation. So you are, the program team and customer service team are still working with you until you receive your token, and until you take that token and to the IANA RZM system to redeem it. So until you've received that token, please work through the customer service center to have for any questions. I will say that we are certainly aware that there has been a disconnect regarding onboarding. So after pre-delegation, after contracting, applicants are invited to begin onboarding. There's an ONBIR form because we didn't have enough acronyms. So there's been a process. We get a contracting contact, and then there's the application contact. And I think there's been some confusion with applicants about who's getting which emails. So I'd say in the last month, we have reached out to everyone in that queue, everyone who is in that state, on a regular basis to make sure that everyone is proceeding, that they know what the next step is. So it's a function of the fact that you do have two portals, and we know that it's an area we want to improve, that the applicants and the primary contact through the applicants go through the applicant portal, the contracted parties, as you're now assigned registry operator, go through the GDD portal. Two sets of contacts, it is challenging. So if you feel like you're stuck, please, and you haven't heard from us, please send an email to customer service to find out where you're at, because there's very little in that stage in between that's hold up on our part. It's generally an onboarding issue. In terms of when you get emails and when you don't, we have opportunities for improvement there. As we manage services and as we work to make the way we manage all services consistent, we are going to strive to have a consistent method and mode of interaction for receiving requests for service, notifying you that it's in process, and notifying you of the next steps and where each request stands, whether it's any service you request from GDD. So we have room to improve there, but I'm sure you're right. I can't give you a list of which services get emails and which don't at the moment. But I apologize if you don't feel like you're well communicated with on that front. We know we've got some opportunities for improvement there.
Thanks, Christine. This is Elise from the IANA department. You know if you can come to the IANA department for delegation if you've received the token and a unique URL. If you don't have those two things, we don't know you exist. So I know that you've spent a lot of time and energy with the GDD team and you're working with their customer support and service. But when you get those two things, the token and a unique URL, then that will allow you to use the root zone management system to start the delegation process. If you don't have those two things, you're still talking to the GDD team and customer service. Thank you.
Hi, sorry, I know we're nearing the end of the session. It's Jacob Malthaus, NTAG chair, one of the culprits behind the lengthy letter that you received with suggestions for making things better. I just wanted to say that thus far the response from the GDD has been very positive and constructive, and I think the approach to working collaboratively with registries and applicants going forward to resolve issues will certainly bear fruit in the future. So thanks for being open, and let's keep that dialogue going. Cheers.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jacob. And we encourage the registrars, you know, to actually get their thoughts together, and if they can agree on a list of features and issues that they would like us to prioritize or help us prioritize also, that would be very helpful. And, you know, we, as Jacob said, we were actually committed to work with on this list. We're going to hold some interim meetings as well between the ICANN meetings so we can make faster progress and hope to close on all of these issues. And as Fadi said, you know, a 7 over 10 is not a very good mark, so we want to get that 10. So
cheers.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. Jim Prendergast, Galway Strategy Group. Is there, at delegation, is there a wait right now, or are you still under the 20 delegations per week?
So the 20 delegations per week was an average that we put out because we didn't we committed to do no more than 1,000 a year. So 1,000 over 52 is roughly 20 a week. And so we did not commit that we would not go over 20 a week, but we don't want to do 100 a week either. So we want to be able to meet the needs of the community, but to keep it below 1,000 a year and keep it spread out over the year, so not have spikes, large spikes. So right now we are actually below capacity. We can do probably up to 50 a week if we work with our service provider. Within 2 to 3 weeks, we can up the service, the capacity. But right now, we're below 20, so we have room. So.
And then, so from when you get the notice that you're ready to move to delegation, what's that? Is it a week? Is it 2 weeks? How long does that process actually take? Assuming no backlogs.
So there is a difference between moving to delegation versus moving to scheduling pre-delegation testing. So what I was talking about is actually pre-delegation testing.
Okay. Delegation, I was asking delegation, yeah.
Delegation is actually what IANA does. And IANA has a lot more capacity than we need. So
I always want more capacity. Anyway, it's been taking on average about 7 days per delegation. Some have gone as fast as 2 days. Some have gone over 7 days. But on average, it takes from the time you get your token and submit it into the root zone management system, the average is 7 days.
And there's no waiting list right now?
There's no wait.
Okay.
No.
Thanks.
No, we do them and start the process immediately when we receive the request. It's all in a system.
Hello, Ray Fassett with the Registry Group, number of TLDs. I just want to say that the GDD information booth is a really good idea. I have an issue. I have no idea what this Lanzano API monthly reporting thing is, and I think that's going to help me out a lot to get to the finish line and make Maggie happy. So thank you.
Everybody wants to make Maggie happy. Nobody wants to make her upset. So.
Easy crowd today. You made him happy, Akram.
Very good.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Please go ahead and take a look at the other sessions that are coming up later today and the rest of the week. Thank you all. Very nice.
We don't have any issues right now in operations. If we did have major issues, that would have killed us.
Yeah. It's all so. Yeah. It's all.